كتاب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat, Mufti Sahab, inshaAllah. The platform is yours this morning. The Ummah is waiting for those pearls and jewels, inshaAllah, you have to offer, Mufti Sahab. Fadl.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Sha'ban, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, verses 41 to verse 44. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addresses us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, A iman walo, O you who believe, O you who attain faith. Almighty Allah mentions this phrase in 89 different places in the noble Quran. Ye to ashiqana khitab hai. This is to elevate our rank, our status in this world and in the year after. And the converse, Almighty Allah addresses the non-Muslims, irrespective of which denomination they belong to, only once in the noble Quran. And that also to humiliate and disgrace them. Chapter 66 and verse number 7. Ya ayyuhal ladhina kafaru, O you non-Muslims, la ta'tadhirul yawm, today the day of justice, today the day of judgment, do not cite any excuses. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun, today you will be punished according to your deeds and your actions. So imagine once only, that also for humiliation and disgrace, and for us 89 different places. But not once did Almighty Allah say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina aslamu, O you Muslims. Always, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, because this iman is the motivating force. That is what becomes the catalyst and the impetus for us to wake up so early. Read our tahajjud salah 3-4 o'clock. Wake up so early, have our suhoor, our beloved children waking up 5, 6, 7 years old and saying, Abi ummi, O father, mother, please you must wake me up during the month of Ramadan. So ye to iman ka taqaza hai, that is what our faith and conviction demands from us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. Study and juxtapose today's modern world, secular world, capitalistic world, Zionist world, democracy, all satanic systems. They all are bothered, concerned only about their physical body and welfare. Islam is the only panacea and solution for humanity, and we find that Almighty Allah gives us solutions for our body and our soul, so that we experience spiritual ecstasy as well. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Allah, behold, bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that when you study the noble Quran, you will find in the remembrance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you will find that there is peace of mind. And that is how today human being is suffering. Therefore, the Quran Sharif teaches us that remember that we have to remember Allah. For our physical body, we need physical food, physical liquid. But for our spiritual body and nourishment of the soul, we need to take the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We need to take the name of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. This is spiritual nourishment. Salawat alal Nabi al-Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And therefore Almighty Allah teaches us, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. People with true faith and conviction, and their hearts are contented and satisfied with the remembrance of Allah. Allah, behold, بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. When you remember Almighty Allah and remember Allah كَثِيرًا, for no other action in the noble Quran will you find Allah uses the attribute, the adjective, كثيرا والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those male and female who remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely, then the hearts will find peace, contentment, satisfaction, and you will have a proper life that is physically and spiritually uplifting. Chapter 13, Surah Ra'ad, and verse number 28. So everything we will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So zikrullah, to remember Almighty Allah, can be done in any posture. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم. Remember Allah Jalla Wala standing, sitting, reclining. But which is the best time? وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. And remember and glorify Almighty Allah in the early part of the morning, your sihri time, your tahajjud time, وأصيلا, and in the evening time, before Maghrib, after Maghrib. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? He loves the Muslims and people with Iman. Who alladhi? He, Almighty Allah, is the Supreme Being. Yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu. He, Almighty Allah, sends His special mercy and blessings. So Allah sends His blessings upon you believers. Wa malaikatuhu. And His angels send He their rahmah and mercy. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So that He, Almighty Allah, will take you out from the darknesses you are groping in to the noor and radiance and effulgence of Islam. So all what you see in today's world, all these isms are darknesses. So whether it is democracy, capitalism, secularism, Zionism, communism, socialism, Hinduism, Judaism, Christianityism, call it whatever you want to, all darknesses. There's only one noor, and therefore the noor is always you, singular, and that is Islam. And therefore the enemies want to erase and wipe out Islam. The one crazy minister in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, the minister of heritage, says, what Ramadan? We must bomb the whole of Gaza with nuclear, and we must bomb Ramadan also. This donkey and idiot doesn't even know that Ramadan is not a human being, it is a month where Almighty Allah special mercy descends on the Muslims. So minaz zulumati ila nur, Allah will take you out from the darknesses and in which you are groping in to the nur and radiance of Islam. Wa kana bil mu'minina rahima, and Almighty Allah is very merciful with the true believers. Allah is very merciful with the entire creation, but His special mercy comes to the true believers. Did you read the dua today, O Muslim? Chapter 7, verse 151. Read now. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O beloved Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Wow, Hadiya. Whilst you, Allah, alone are the one who's the most merciful one to show mercy. Our beloved mother, our beloved parents, how much mercy, compassion they show to us. We are their beloved children, grandchildren, but Allah Jalla Wala's mercy is infinite, unlimited, remember. Now people entering Jannah and Paradise, Tahiyyatuhum, they are greeting there in Jannah and Paradise. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Yawma yalqawnahu, the day they meet him, Almighty Allah. Salam, salam, peace, peace, peace. Allah Jalla wa'ala granted, conferred upon this Ummah the greatest night of the Islamic calendar. Chapter number 97 is dedicated to that night, 27 night, inshaAllah. As is Laylatul Qadr. So what Almighty Allah says, what occurs and happens on that night? تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. The angels come down in droves and droves, in their millions, billions, zillions, everything, whole entire night, regarding all matters of importance. سَلَامٌ هِيَ حَتَّى مَطَلَئِ الْفَجْرِ. Allah Jalla Wala's attribute is Salam, the one who possesses the peace. Allah is conveying his salams to you, O Muslim, O Muslimah, when you are fi ta'atillah, when you are in the obedience of Allah on that magnificent, the night of majesty, the night of destiny. In Arabic, As-salamu yuqri'uka as-salam. The prime minister, the president, the king took my name and he said, give him publicly my regards, my salams. We elated and delighted, but they are most of the time shaitans and haramis, we know that. But yeah, Allah Jalla Wala loves us so much. As-salamu yukriuka as-salam. So yalqawnahu salam, salam from us and salam from Almighty Allah. Wa'adda lahum ajran kareema. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has already prepared for them a generous, magnificent reward. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala Allah maj'alna minhum, make us from those fortunate ones. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Day number 152 of the genocide in Gaza. Three jutlas, say Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Three jutlas dispatched straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, and many injured. Israel is in danger, Biden says so. If no ceasefire is reached before Ramadan, by Ramadan. Now they want to use the blame game. Both are haramis, both are super terrorists, both are a danger to humanity and a cancer to humanity. That is apartheid Israel and the rogue regime of America, the axis of evil, as they call. So America, Britain, and Israel, and all these haramis. So better baby Netanyahu announces no new limits on the worshippers for Aqsa, things will remain as they are, status quo remains. Amira Hess writes in the Haaretz newspaper, Israel cruelty is concealed. Today I will send out a wonderful article. Even the Haaretz newspaper, remember, is contributing towards the genocide here in Gaza. So it's not always on our side. It is a jutla after all, so they know what to do. So it's a left-wing newspaper. So I'll send you that article today. You can read it. I love this next item. GG George Galloway. So he became 7-time, you understand, person to go into parliament there, something which these guys here, Sunak, the Indian Prime Minister, and Stemmer, the opposition leader of Labour, together have not been it 7 times. He said these chaps speak about democracy, they speak about freedom of press, it is all one big farce. Why did they ban the RT, the Russian TV? Why did they ban the press TV? TV from Iran and so forth. So you know what, George Galloway, George, I love you for your statements. So George Galloway say, I quote him verbatim, this is what he said regarding Sunak the Indian. He said, I despise him. And he said regarding Sunak and Starmer, the two leaders, he said they are like people who put lipstick on a pig. It's like people who put lipstick on a pig. So that is what I'm going to use for them now, you must remember. For Biden and BB and Blinken, all these bees, they are putting lipstick on a pig, the haramis. So children dying in Gaza due to hunger, malnutrition, and the numbers are increasing. Allah have mercy. Israel kills 3 civilians in Lebanon and bombs a masjid in Gaza, a mosque. And our brothers, let's call them brothers in humanity, the Shias from Lebanon, they put 50 rockets straight into Galilee. We went to Galilee. Very good. You Shias, remember, you anybody, an atheist also, harms Israel, America, we will support him. You can quote me anywhere on that. The London police chief tells Sunak, you must don't talk nonsense here. You don't come and tell us about our job. So he is humiliated, disgraced all round Sunak, and is going to lose the elections, obviously. Now they're making a big thing, the Zionists and the Jewish media, that Hamas, they raped our women and so. All are nonsensical articles, remember this. This is all based on, you must remember, secondary evidence and so forth, which is not acceptable in a court of law if you have justice. And remember, they pay them and so forth. So remember, Hamas is standing their ground, and the New York Times also is in big trouble. Once they carried the story, then they changed the story and so forth. So that whole theory has been debunked. It is just Hasbara. They know they are guilty of war crimes and of genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. Now they want to shift the blame. Super Tuesday yesterday, so Biden wins. But remember, many times it was written on the ballot box, that is ballot paper, that non-committal. So millions and thousands of them put their mark there. We're not committed to you, Biden, because of your stance there in Gaza. So he's humiliated. And Trump is giving a TKO to the Indian Nikki Haley. Haley Sunak, my advice to both of you, go back to India. You're a liability to America and Britain. Northern Mozambique, another red flag or false flag, depending what you want to call it. They say the jihadists are kidnapping children there in northern Mozambique. Anything happens, just blame the Muslims. You understand? That's easy way to get out. Starbucks, the Jutlas, and the Americans are going to cut jobs for thousands of people. People, Muslims, are boycotting them. You must boycott McDonald's. McDonald's haram in all parts of the world. KFC haram in all parts of the world. Starbucks haram in all parts of the world. Stay away from all these haramis, remember that. What you want to support Israel and America? Have some shame, you Muslims. Have some ghira, some self-esteem. In Australia, the government is being sued. Palestinian Canadians are suing the Foreign Minister Jolie. Why are they suing Canadian government and Australian government? Over their arms export, over their support for Israel regarding the genocide against Palestinians. So the non-Muslims also are waking up. Look at Israel, look at India. They were worse enemies. You know, there was a disaster a few weeks ago, a month ago, that was called the tunnel. The people were stuck there in the tunnel. The Muslim person was a hero. His name was Wakil Hassan. And the media in India and the world called him a hero. So this is Modi. And remember the BJP. Our biggest enemy is the Hindus and the Jews. We never ever said every Hindu. We never ever said every Jew. But we definitely will say majority of them. So India destroys and demolishes the home of Wakil Hassan, the heroic tunnel rescuer. but now because he's a Muslim and the media is focusing on him. So nada he bans nabaje bansri. So finish him up and finish his house up. This is your largest democracy in the world, India. That is your larger, your only democracy in the Middle East. So remember, Quran Sharif taught us chapter 5, verse 82. If you don't understand chapter verse, the last verse of the 6 Jews, 6 Supara, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies will be the Jutlas, the Jews, and the Hindus, the Mushrikeen, and idol worshippers. Turkey also plays a double role. Many times they pro-Israel and sometimes they're against them. So they also not straight, remember that. Turkey detained 7 people for spying. They say they're spying for Israel. America and Britain, now there's conclusive evidence they blew up the Nord Stream. This is what the Russian media has said, and we believe them. Saudi Arabia, the Arab news says, for Ramadan Mubarak starting Monday or Tuesday with the Saudis, Munsamis, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they will say Sunday night is first Tarawih after 5-hour moon, 6-hour moon. They're a little bit crazy people, you know. They're murtads as it is, non-Muslims, the government. So 1,350 women volunteers will be assisting the ladies and the visitors there to Masjidun Nabawi. So you know how many ladies come. So millions of people come there Ramadan. So this will be to help and assist the ladies. Victoria Nuland, so she quits and resigns. She was the warmonger. She thought they will overrun Putin and they will beat Putin. Putin is too sharp for them. Therefore we support Putin. Therefore we support Gaza. Therefore we support Hamas. You must know which horses to support. We never support India, the Hindu regime, or BJP. We will never support America and Israel, the super terrorists, not only on Super Tuesday. Every day they are the super terrorists. So she gave up. She's a warmonger. Humiliated, disgrace. Pakistan, sad story. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. So much snow, unexpectedly. 35 people became Shuhada Martyrs Day in Pakistan. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant their families Sabri Jameel. The US, you understand, sanctions the Prime Minister, President, whatever, of Zimbabwe and some politicians. Zimbabwe say, go to hell. We used to eat, you must remember. They say, this is your imperialism and you are again practicing apartheid. Israel and United States, they used to say they have an unbreakable alliance, but now it is breaking slowly. Why? Quran Sharif says, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Anything based on falsehood must perish. So Bibi Netanyahu is standing his ground, Biden is standing his ground, and the American regime is very angry with the apartheid terrorist regime. So this is also for public consumption. South Africa, I must carry the story, one story from South Africa. We had a minister, his name was Nathi Nkuku, or whatever his name, Nathi. So Nathi resigned from the ANC, and he sent them a blistering letter of criticism. But Nathi, I remember you when we were speaking about Inqadullah. You remember Inqadullah? You must know how to say it with Tajweed, brother. So then you must remember that the same Nathi, he was the minister. They asked him, what is this big pool doing here? He said, no, it's not a swimming pool, it's a fire pool. In case President Zuma's house catches fire, so then that swimming pool, what he said, not swimming pool, he said fire pool, we will use it to extinguish the fire. Now he left and is joining MK. So these are the chameleons we have, the jokers we have, the clowns we have, and making fools of themselves, humiliated, disgraced. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima on Iman. Today's programs, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, Mawlana Musa Akudi with Mawlana Zahid Khan, 11 to 12, the bliss of marriage, and then 1 to 2, tafsir. Today, Wednesday, duas are accepted. Inshallah, we kick off our program, the Natal Durban tour tonight. Inshallah, Allah reward the Capital Group. They sponsor all these programs, and thousands and millions of people across the globe benefit. Alhamdulillah. lillahi rabbil alameen. So tonight, Maghrib time, we will be there, Majidus Salam and Sanford, and that is Phoenix, where Mona Huzaifa Noor is. It will be live on the various radio stations, Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, inshaAllah, inshaAllah al-Aziz. One announcement, Salim Kareem and all the listeners. Tomorrow, and Junaid Mota, you must make a note, and I'll tell you exactly. So from tomorrow onwards, right till Eid day. So remember, we're going to work with Durban Adhan. Tomorrow, Thursday, right till Eid, we're working with Durban Adhan. And once the time comes in for Fajr, Adhan will be given. And then after that, our program will start, inshallah al-Aziz. So that's starting tomorrow. So wake up earlier, inshallah, if you don't want to miss anything. Ji Molana, we have approximately 14-15 minutes for our sharpshoot Q&A, inshallah. Questions from non-Muslims, inshallah.
We have very little questions from our non-Muslims. As a traveler, why is it so expensive to die in a foreign country? Who must pay for the expenses? Is that the reason why people fly their bodies back to their respective countries?
Here there are three issues. Issue number one is a Muslim person must always have his will ready. So that's the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Yabitu laylataini illa wa wasiyatuhu maktubatun indahu. That we must not allow two nights to pass, but remember that the will should be ready, written already. Authentic hadith, Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dawood, various compilations. So what does the Muslim will entail? First, burial, funeral expenses. Second, the debts of the deceased, personal, business, corporate debts must be paid to the creditors. Third, wasiya, to bequeath to non-heirs, whether it's a person, Muslim or non-Muslim, or an organization, but not a church or a casino, and that's haram, obviously, not permissible. And it must be maximum one-third of the net estate. And fourth will be the shares of the heirs. So to fly the bodies here and there, all haram, and so forth. Why must you go to a country where you know? When I was, my last overseas trip to South America, Latin America, was Bolivia. And when I went there, Santa Cruz. Wherever I went, South America, Europe, America, I would always tell them, take me to the masajid, different mosque. Take me to the graveyard, madrasa, I want to see. So they took me to a graveyard. But I told them there in Santa Cruz, this is a Christian graveyard. I said, no, at the back they got one line for Muslims. So I asked them, how much do they charge you all if you pass away here? They said, $1,000. I used to make dua, not for $1,000, but I used to make dua, Ya Allah, don't let me die here because this is a non-Muslim graveyard. So remember that we should only go to places where there's a real need, not just go for fun and games and entertainment and all this transferring bodies from country to country, continent to continent. Islam is all haram. And let me tell you one more thing. When they embalm the body, so remember, they even use alcohol on that. So we should take cognizance of all these issues. Yeah, so always make dua. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ. No person knows where he or she will die and pass away. So always ask Allah for death on iman. We pass away with faith in Islam and a respectful death. How many people, their sons, daughters are ashamed to say, I know of incidents. The father passed away right in the casino. Brother passed away right there by the escort agency. So remember, beg Almighty Allah for respectful death and death on iman and Islam. Chapter number 31 and verse number 34, the ending of Surah Luqman. So there you will find the verse, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ. Ending of chapter 31.
Some people ask for something now, Mufti Saab, but they want it to be done yesterday. Don't you think that this is extreme because there are other priorities in life and other works come before this? What does Islam say on this matter?
Islam says there are hukuk and hudud. Hukuk means to fulfill the obligations of Almighty Allah, fulfill the obligations of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fulfill the obligations of humanity. So that is hukuk, the rights and obligations. Then there are hudud and there are limitations and parameters and boundaries. So we have to work within that. Then the third one will come, al-aham fal-aham, the law of priorities. So people sometimes want things to be done yesterday because their priorities are wrong. I give you an example, easy example. We just take Ramadan is starting, right? This coming few days' time. So what happens? People want to go for Umrah. So I ask the brother, sister, you're going for Umrah, very good. But how many debts you got? You say, I got 500,000 debts, 250,000 debts, 100. I say, it's not permissible for you to go. So you must pay your debts first. Then you worry about your Umrah and so forth and so on. Ramadan comes and the last 10 days come. Some brothers, they want to go and sit by their sheikh. They want to go sit in this mosque and this mosque for itikaf. I ask him, what arrangement you made for your wife and your children? How many debts do you owe and so forth to the creditors? So they'll give you a whole list. So I told them, it's not permissible for you to go and sit for itikaf. So people then tend to practice on the emotions rather than practice on the sharia. So we must understand hukuk, the rights and obligations. Hudud, the limits and the boundaries. And the law, al-aham fal-aham, the law of priority. That is Islam. Islam gives us such a beautiful lifestyle. It is there, remember, for our body and our soul. Man amila salihan min zakarin aw unsa. Whosoever does good deeds, male or female, and they have iman, falanuh. We will grant you a hayat, a life that is pure, chaste, and they will be totally satisfied physically and spiritually. That is the bonus Allah gives in this world. In the year after, you will receive the maximum, optimum reward, inshallah.
If a person does not denounce himself from Islam, how can we call them murtad? He accepts all five pillars of Islam. Is this not what makes us Muslims?
Remember that if you take your definition, then you'll have to call Qadianis also Muslim. You'll have to call Shias also Muslim. So if you ask the Shia, the Qadiani, they will say they believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, they believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they believe in Salat, they believe in fasting, and they believe in Zakat, they believe in Hajj. In time of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, never mind believe, they were fasting with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were reading Salat with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in chapter 4, verse 145, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. They only paid lip service to Islam. In their hearts they had nothing of Iman. Hence they are dispatched to the lowest layer of Jahannam and the hellfire, the lowest dungeon and prison of the hellfire. Chapter 4, verse 145. So go and see what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. So that is Quran. Second one, I just give you 2-3 easy examples. A person says Jesus is dead and buried in Srinagar or wherever else and so forth. So as the Qadiani say, so what you will say? We will say 100% murtad out of the fall of Islam. The Shia are saying, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is not a Muslim, Sayyidina Umar Farooq is not a Muslim, Sayyidina Usman, Allah forbid, is not a Muslim, Mother Aisha is not a Muslim. So what you will say? So you will say they're Muslim or non-Muslim? 100% non-Muslim. So you must remember who Almighty Allah Jalla Wala praised, and these people go and condemn them and so forth. So remember, 100% they are non-Muslim and dispatched to Jahannam forever. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif says, Man baddala deenahu faqtulu. Whosoever changes their religion, so remember, for them is a death penalty. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, they murtad. MBS, You think Muslim, you make sanamas there in Medina Munawwara, you go and lock up the ulama when they speak the truth. He rejects so many ahadith and so forth by his own admission. So that people who get their daughters married to non-Muslim, be Muslim, pakka murtad out of the fold of Islam. So we must be clear on all these issues. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, or any country and any government. That is Islam. We bow down and we worship Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. So all these are examples where people go out of the fold of Islam, although they think that they are Muslim.
You say Muslim women are not allowed to drive. So what's the difference if she is a passenger, Mr.?
So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ, that you must stay in your homes. So the normal place for a Muslim lady is to be in a house, not go there and run a taxi. You who ask the question, be honest. Every morning you have to take your children to school, every afternoon bring them back, every afternoon take them madrasa, every day, every second day take them shopping. All that is permissible, all this. And then how the lady will go, Muslim lady, 80-90% they will pull their lipstick, they'll put their dipstick, they'll put other one makeup perfume. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى, when a lady leaves her home, وَهِيَ مُتَأَتِّرَى, and she applied perfume, dipstick, all these things here, فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا, and she's alone also and driving, so remember, and she passes this one, that one, all this, so فَهِيَ زَانِيَى, she is, you must remember, a zaniya, she is an adulteress. Who said this? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. If she's a passenger, I'm driving, my wife is there, so what's wrong with that? She is going with me. So you must remember that we're going today to Durban, inshallah. So she's a passenger, so now our driver will take us, or I will drive. So what is wrong? Islam is a solution and practical for all times and all places. But when the lady travels alone from here to Durban, from here to Cape Town, here to Umrah, all that is haram, even if she's alone and she's not driving. So we need to understand things. The problem today with a Muslim, the name is Maryam, the name is Bilal, but the thought process and thinking, al-ghazwul fikri in Arabic, that you call the intellectual invasion, that you start thinking just like the kuffar. So Maryam thinks like Mary, and Bilal thinks like Bali, hum lil kufri yawma idhin aqrabu lil iman, that many a time the Muslim, their thought process is so close to kufr, they don't become non-Muslim, but they're so close to it, instead of coming nearer to iman, they go nearer to kufr and blasphemy.
Mufti Saab, I did not grow up as a beggar. My husband passed away and I am now forced to work. Is it a sin for a female to work, as there is nobody, including your jamia, to take care of us? I only have daughters to support.
So, my sister, you must remember, first thing, your statement is very unfair. Your jamiat, I don't belong to any jamiat, I don't belong to any organization. So, I only belong to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So, we must be clear on that there. So, don't associate me with any jamiat. I'm not a member of any jamiat. Yes, I might have sympathy for some jamiats or some. That's a different issue. Second one is this, let us study your situation. So you say your husband passed away, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, you and your children should be reading Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, grant me forgiveness and grant my parents and the believers forgiveness the day the reckoning is established. So all stadan, now you must be in iddat for 130 days from time of death. You can't be going to work and so forth and so on. So you say, I'm not a beggar. So you don't have to be a beggar. Your brothers, your uncle, your family members, the male, it's compulsory upon them that they must be supporting you. And if they can't support you with the lillah money, so they can support you with zakat money. So it's your pride and arrogance that's coming and an impediment. And now you want to look for loopholes. It's haram for you to go and work. Islam has got checks and balances. You must remember that. So you must stay at home, and your family members, they must be the ones to help you. Jamiat help you, don't help you, that's their prerogative. So don't come blame the Jamiat and blame me and so forth. But your family members, they must be the one to come and rescue you and assist you. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's now just gone 5:30, but our watch in the masjid is 1-2 minutes behind. So inshallah tomorrow, Junaid Mota, Muhammad Salim Kareem, Hafizahullah, Durban time, Adhan, as soon as time comes in, and I will be there, inshallah, and then we will start firing up, inshallah. It will be a long program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.